This year, one of the biggest names in college basketball is Jimmer Fredette. The senior guard from Brigham Young University has been wrecking defenses, averaging close to 30 points a game. But tangled up in Jimmer Fredette's breakout year is the story of his brother TJ, a Mormon rapper whose music tells the story of their lives on and off the court. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
Earlier this year, when BYU destroyed undefeated San Diego State, Jimmer Fredette knocked down 43 points, and ESPN was quick to connect the dots between Jimmer and his older brother TJ, who was watching from the sidelines.
Jimmer Fredette's brother TJ, he's a rapper. One of his songs, amazing. Jimmer playing like the title track.
This life is amazing. Right like finding me from all the California.
This is the song the sports world is talking about. It's become sort of the anthem of BYU's breakout year. It tells the story of these two brothers, Jimmer and TJ. They grew up in Glens Falls, a mill town in upstate New York, and both were searching for something bigger. TJ's song has drawn more than 200,000 hits on YouTube. It was written and produced here in the basement of the Glens Falls row house that TJ still shares with his parents.
Like I said, it's not much of a studio, but it's what I've made my music on in the past.
The Fredettes are having a brilliant year, but their story isn't all about 40-point games or breakout songs. When they were kids, it was TJ who planned to be the NBA star. He was the cutthroat athlete, tall and lean and fast. But then he got sick.
When I was pretty young, I was actually in eighth grade, I started having severe panic attacks. And that kind of carried with me all the way through high school, panic attacks and, you know, little bouts of depression here and there.
This was the experience that first started TJ writing lyrics and setting them to beats.
People try to make the best of every situation that they're handed, but things aren't always working out the way that we planned it. And then as soon as it falls through, we can't stand it. Problems coming in faster than the plane landed, but that's life. We're living on the roller coaster.
It's one of those things where when you go through something like that and you're a writer, you have all this inspiration now and all these feelings and everything you want to get off your chest.
With Jimmer's growing fame on the court, TJ says he too has a real chance to grab success. He says a lot more people are hearing his music, and there's talk of producing a studio album. But there's one more twist in the Fredette story. There are a couple of white guys, and they're both Mormon. They used to practice basketball drills in the hallway of their Mormon church. TJ says all that made it harder for Jimmer to establish himself on the court, and it's harder for him as a rapper from a small town in upstate New York.
Talent is talent. Like, when I make my music, don't look at me, don't look at my beliefs and things like that, and don't let that sway the way you look at my music.
The white kid's on the case, I'm a case cracker.
At times, the Fredette brothers' story scans like an Eminem song, with its tough breaks and Rust Belt dreams. It's still a long shot, but TJ is hoping for his own happy ending, hoping he'll soon have a lot more press clippings to squeeze up there next to Jimmer's on the family's wall of fame. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.
Focus was to keep you level-headed. You were bred to be a superstar, but the most important thing is that you never forget who you are. Be true to your heart. Newspaper headlines every day. TV interviews and radio stations coming your way. The scouts all over the country flying in to watch you play.